Blog Talk Radio.
Be set free, be healed, be made whole at Miracle Temple. Deliverance Ministries, where miracles happen. Set free, be healed, be made whole at Miracle Temple. Deliverance Ministries at Miracle Temple, where Christ lives in me.
Deliverance Ministries, where miracles happen. Apostle Amanda Walker Bryant wants to make sure you get all that you need through the Word of God. Let us join Apostle Bryant as she teaches the infallible Word of God.
2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, I will be reading out the King James, but I will be breaking it down out the expanded Bible. 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, beginning at verse 1 and ending at verse 2. The Word of God reads, "Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the Word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God." Now, the expanded Bible says, "Therefore, since God in his mercy gave us this work to do, this ministry, we don't give up, we don't lose heart, become discouraged." I'm going to stop there because what God want to do today is I want to talk about renounce. I want to talk about renounce, and the Lord had put this in my spirit, and when he put things in my spirit, I always tell the Lord, "I need for you to line this up with the Word of God." How many know, won't he do it? Won't he give you exactly what you need and when you need it? When we look at that word renounce, the Webster says to declare against, to reject or decline formally, to refuse to own or acknowledge as belonging to one. The Greek says to forbid. It says to declare against, to reject or decline. So when you renounce something, you forbid it, you declare against it, you decline it, you say, "This don't belong to me." And this is where we should be in the body of Christ. But God started with this first verse in 2 Corinthians 4 when Paul was talking to the Corinthians, and Paul was referring to himself. He was referring to the ministry that God had given him. And this is what God was sharing with me. It's so many dishonest ministers out here that's doing things for their own gain. For one, when God calls you to something, it's about him and it's not about you no more. It's not about trying to make money. It's not about you trying to be exalted. It's not about you trying to gather up people to get what you want. It's all about him. So when Paul was saying, "Therefore, since God in his mercy," see, Paul recognized the ministry that I have, the office that I was called into, it's because of his mercy. Let me tell you about his mercy. See, Paul was one that knew about mercy. Mercy means that I should go to prison. But God said, "No, you don't deserve it, even though you're guilty." Oh, my goodness. This is what Paul recognized. See, mercy says no. When man says yes, this is what's supposed to happen. God has given us new mercy every day. So Paul knew, "I have been given this office. I have been given this ministry, not because I deserved it." See, this is what I want you to get today. Some of y'all think you deserve to be this and you deserve to be that. See, you got to understand it's not about you, because if you got what you deserve, you wouldn't be here. So that's why we need to quit cutting each other's throats and thinking that we're better than this man or we're better than this woman, because everybody, if you get what you deserve, you wouldn't be here today. Everybody would be laid out, would be 6 feet under, because none of us deserved anything. But God, who's rich in his mercy, need that you were in needing a Savior. So I want you to quit looking at your brother and sister and saying, this is what you should do. This is how you should do it, because God didn't look at your fault, y'all. God looked at your need. So Paul understood, I know where I was. I know I didn't deserve this office, but it's because of God, people, and not because of me. Now, until you get that, God can't use you the way he needs to use you. Because we got some big-headed people that's button heads. We got people thinking that just because I have more than you, they're going to use me. And guess what? That's happening in the body of Christ. People are using drug dealers. They're using drunkards. They're using people that lie, steal, and cheat because they're looking at the money and they're not looking at the gospel and what the word of God tells us to do. So today God is going to sever at the root these traditions and these things that people think that this is what I have to do to get from God. See, Paul was saying this ministry that I have is because of his mercy. Paul recognized, y'all, if you go in the Bible, he was known as Saul first. Saul would ridicule the Christians. He would put them down. He would drag them off to take him to prison. He would go to the person or whoever it was in the Bible, and he would let them know this is what this person has done, so we need to lock them up. We need to put them in lockdown. He was there looking at Stephen when he was being stoned to death. But one day, there was a Damascus experience. I'm telling you, Saul knew where he come from. Saul knew what he believed. He was a Pharisee. He went strictly by the law. He felt as if you didn't abide by the law, you couldn't go into the kingdom of God. So Paul had his way of doing, his way of acting. But one day, he met Jesus. He was on that road to Damascus. See, he was on that road to go deliver some Christians, to go do what Paul wanted to do, or Saul wanted to do. But when that light shone down from heaven, see, this is what I'm talking about. God has a call on each individual life in this place. It don't matter what you did, when you did it, how you did it, even if you did it last night. Don't you let nobody tell you you're not good enough for the kingdom of God. Because Paul knew where he was. Paul knew what he did. And if anybody tell you you got to clean yourself up before God accept you, just go ahead and say, God, I'm going to die today, because you can't do it on your own. Paul recognized, I can't do this on my own. So when that light shone down from heaven and Jesus began to speak to Paul, Paul began to say, Lord, what would you have me to do? Paul was blinded by this light. Paul had to be led by these men because Paul couldn't see. But God began to talk to Ananias, which was a disciple. And he told Ananias about Paul, and he told him that he was praying and what he had saw in a dream. And he said, I want you to go lay hands on this man so he can receive his sight. But Ananias, just like us, began to say, God, you want me to help this man. You want me to go to this man, the one that was condemning the Christians, the one that was doing these things that he should not do. And God began to tell Ananias, he's going to suffer many things for my name's sake. See, our problem is we always try to tell God who need to be in this, who need to be in that. But if God sent a donkey in here and he said, ordain the donkey, I'm going to ordain the donkey and wait on him to say hee-haw. You know why? Because God got a purpose for the donkey. It's not for me to judge whom God want to put in position, but it's for me to be obedient to the will of God. So y'all know what Ananias did. He laid hands on Paul. Paul received his sight, and Paul's ministry took off. Why? Because it was obedience. Why? Because Paul knew, I didn't deserve this. But God, because he's so rich in his mercy, God gave this unto me. What am I saying to you today? If you don't know about his mercy, if you don't know about his goodness, if you don't know about his loving kindness, you're going to try to do stuff on your own. You're going to try to fix it on your own. I'm here to tell you that when God puts you in a position, I don't care what kind of position it may be, no man can take that position not unless you give them that position. You're going to have people coming at you. You're going to have people persecuting you. You're going to have people ridiculing you. You're going to have people lying on you. But when you know who you are now that you're tell you to do. So today what God is saying, if you have a ministry, I'm here to tell you, man can't put you in it. We got too many men and women putting people in position that God ain't called them to. And this is why Paul says, this ministry that I have, it's because of the mercy of God, and I faint not. Paul said, I don't get weary. I don't get exhausted. Because I believe Paul said, when I think about where I was and what I used to be and the things that I used to stand for, he said, I don't faint. I don't give up because my sufficiency is not in me. It's in him. And if he gave me this ministry, he's going to strengthen me. He's going to give me the ability to carry it out. See, some people say, God has called me to be a pastor. But when people start cursing you out, when people stop paying their tithes, when people stop coming to church, when people stop trying to help you do something, then you're ready to give up and say, maybe God ain't called me to this. I'm here to tell you, in any position, you're going to get tested. You're going to get tried. When the money don't come in, that's when you still need to be glorifying God and say, man didn't call me to this. God, you called me to this, and I'm going to stand still, and I'm going to see the salvation of the Lord, because what man meant for my harm, God, you already turned it around, and you made it for my good. But this is what Paul had to let the Corinthians know. Paul had to let them know, I don't come to you in my name. I don't come to you based on what I believe. I don't come to you in dishonesty. I come to you in the name of the Lord. I come to you representing him and not myself. That's why he said this ministry that I have, I didn't do it on my own. I didn't set it up. Man didn't put me in it. See, this is the problem, people. You're waiting on a man to give you something. You're waiting on a man to call you to something. When you have a relationship with God, God is the one that calls. God is the one that ordains. God is the one that set up. He just used man to represent what he's called you to do. Meaning that so many people want a title because they want to be looked up to. They want to be exalted. Y'all know how it is. As long as you're getting patted on the back and saying how good you're doing, you all right. But soon as nobody don't give you a hallelujah, soon as they don't give you an amen, you mad. Because you feel as if somebody should have gave some praise on that. I'm here to tell you that's flesh preaching. That ain't God, because you ain't here to entertain man. You here to do the will of God. And that's why you got to take off these fleshly garments and you got to allow yourself to know who you are now that you in Christ and say, God, I'm here to represent you. I'm here to carry out what you would have me to do. Paul realized my life is not my own. My life belongs to him. And note, one thing with Paul, Paul didn't do it for gain, because Paul was a tent maker, and Paul earned his way. He didn't have to do it, but this is what Paul done. But Paul knew what the word of God was telling him. When you look at Paul's ministry, the things that Paul went through, how he was ridiculed, how he was beaten, how he was left for dead, but God. See, when God calls you to something, no matter what man try to do, they may talk about you, they may hate on you, and though they slay me, I shall rise. Why? Because I'm going to rise in him. I'm going to rise in his strength. I'm going to rise in his ability. I'm going to rise in him and not in myself. So though you talk about me and let people think that I'm one way, I know who I am in him. So Paul didn't do ministry for dishonest gain. Why is God bringing this in the house? Because people are always thinking about what they can gain out of what they do. That's where you mess up at. God, you got to know that when God calls you to something, God has the supply for what he called you to. If you're looking for this one, that one, and the other one to supply it for you, that means that you have lost that connection with God. Because whatever God gives you to do, God's going to send whomever he needs to supply that need for what he called you to do. Paul was not doing it out of dishonest gain. See, we have false prophets. We have false teachers, which is among us. And if you don't know what the word of God says about these things, then they would use things to get you to do things out of the will of God. So God was taking me through the word of God, and he was showing me how the people of God was not doing things dishonest. When God gives you a ministry, let's go back and we look at Elijah. Elijah was a prophet. That's part of the fivefold. God called Elijah to be a prophet. He called him to stand in that office. So when God asked Elijah to do something, y'all, he didn't have to go ask no man, should I do this? Should I go now? He didn't call that man. He called Elijah. So y'all know when Elijah pronounced there would be no rain. I want you to think about this. He stood on the word of God. He carried that word. He delivered that word. But guess what? This man of God who was standing and delivering the word, he was in the midst of the famine. He was in the midst of what was going on. But you know what I believe God was doing? God was showing people his glory. He was showing people that he was God, even by using Elijah. He said, Elijah, even though there's going to be a famine right in the land that you spoke, he said, I'm going to take care of you. Come on, y'all. God had the audacity, come on, to send a raven. He said, I'm going to send you a raven to feed you. But he told him where to go so he can be fed. Y'all better hear this. Some of y'all are going in places and you're getting tainted meat. You're getting stuff that God didn't tell you to get. But Elijah had to go to a certain place. He had to go to the place where God was sending him. Some of y'all are going to a place to stay in your mess. Did you hear that? Some of you are going to a place and you know you're not being properly fed, but you're going because you said it is a building and a preacher's behind the pulpit and they sing real good, but you know God ain't in it. So you're getting fed the wrong stuff, but God sent him a raven. Come on, y'all. Why didn't God send him another man and have some bags full of goodies? No, he said, I'm going to send a raven to feed you by that brook. That raven fed him. He was commanded by God. How could a bird, a raven, think about that little beak. Is that all you're giving me? It's a you giving me, that's all he can carry. But it filled him. Why? Because I believe there was some anointment on that stuff. I believe that when God sends you the right word, you're so full, you're so overflowing, that it don't matter what else is out there. Because God sent you the right word. Look at your neighbor and say, he sent me the right word at the right time. And it said, and it fulfilled my need. Come on, if some of you are still hungry, you ain't got the right word. Because God's going to fill you up. He's going to give you what you need. And guess what, y'all? The Bible says the brook that he was by, it went dry. Y'all know what I'm talking about. We obey God, the first part of it, and then all of a sudden, we say, wait a minute, God. Ain't no more water. Ain't no more bread. You sent me here. Now what you going to do? That's what we're supposed to do. We don't supposed to be running everywhere trying to find nothing, because if God sent us to a place, he's going to fulfill that need, even if the place don't look like it has it. So God spoke to him again. Y'all know what he told Elijah? He said, there's a widow in Zarephath. I want you to go to that widow. And guess what he said? I already spoke to her. She's going to sustain you there. See, God has a plan, y'all. But the thing is, we move out of the will of God because we can't wait on God because we feel like, well, maybe God didn't say. God is testing you and he's trying you, even when the bank don't look like it's nothing in the bank, even when it don't look like it's nothing in your piggy bank, even when you can't even find money on the ground no more. God said, can you trust me? Can you trust the word that I sent you? He said, because I'm God. God said, I'm not going to lie to you. He said, whatever I told you 2 weeks ago is still going to be the same thing. He said, but I got to get your flesh right. He said, your flesh is too far out there. Flesh is trying to depend on flesh instead of depending on God. You cannot walk in the spirit and entertain fleshly things, people. A carnally minded man is death, but a spiritually minded man, come on, is life and is peace when you're spiritually minded. So y'all know what happened to Elijah at Zarephath. He got fed, the woman got fed, the child got fed, but the funny thing about it, the woman was about to give up. She was trying to be obedient to God, but when he said, give me some of that bread, she like, wait a minute, hold up. Hold up a minute. I got to gather these little few sticks, and I'm going to go make me and my son some bread, and then we're going to die. Ain't that something? Come on, that's our mentality. I'll eat the last meal before I go on home. But Elijah said, do what you said, but bring me the first piece. Uh-oh, I'm going somewhere. That's the problem with us people. We don't want to give to God first. Did y'all not know? Talked about it last Sunday. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, and the world, and they, which is you, that dwell therein. So everything is God, belongs to God, and he only asks for a little bit. And we so stuck in flesh that we feel like we can't even give him that little. But Elijah was obedient. Then God began to show me, y'all, even in ministry, whatever God gives to you, he wants you to give to others. Remember when he sent the 12 apostles out? He sent those disciples out. He said, take nothing for your journey. He told them not to take anything for their journey. Why? Because they had to trust him. They had to know that provision was there because he was sending them. He said, your mission is to heal the sick. Your mission is to cast out devils. Your mission is to do what I have sent you to do. He said, because I'm giving you the power to do it. And these disciples went out. He said, freely you have received. Freely you give. Why am I saying this? Because this is honest ministry. This means that the ministry that I walk in is not my own. It belongs to the Father. And whatever the Father want to do with this ministry, then I have to obey what he wants and not what I want. I can't even set it up the way I want to set it up. It got to be set up according to his pattern. Come on. When he did Noah's ark, it was set the way God told Noah to set it. Noah couldn't say, well, I'm going to put this over here. We don't need two of them. We need about four, God. So let's just make extra. God said, I want you to do what I told you to do. And when he did it, look at what happened. And this is what God is saying. We're trying to do stuff outside of God's will, and you think it's going to work. Look at your neighbor and say, it won't work. So you ain't figured that out yet? You trying to set it up the way you want it set up, and it won't work. So let's look at Elisha. Y'all know Elisha took the mantle of Elijah. God told Elijah to anoint Elijah to anoint Elisha to carry on the work as a prophet. He was that head prophet. So he carried on the work of the Lord, and guess what? Here go Naaman. Naaman come to him because he wanted to be healed of leprosy, y'all. Y'all know what happened to Naaman. Naaman was in pride because he told him, I want you to go down in the Jordan River, and I want you to dip seven times. No, 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 no. I'm a head captain. Surely he ain't asking me to go in that nasty mess. Why didn't he tell me these rivers? Come on, that's man. We want to choose. We want to tell God, surely, God, you don't want me to ask that one. Send me to that one, not that. That's my worst enemy. Come on now. So what did he do? He dipped seven times. He came up. He was clean. He was cured of the leprosy. That wasn't the end of it. Naaman wanted to give Elijah something for what he'd done. Elijah wouldn't take it. Why? Let me go here. See, honest ministry is knowing that what got the gift of God is without repentance, meaning that whatever God gives you, he said, freely I have given you. Freely you give to them. So Elijah knew, God has given me the gift of healing. That don't mean that I put a price on it. I'm not going to take your stuff and say, guess what, I gave him all this, and that's why he healed me. So he wouldn't take that. See, dishonest ministry would say, here go a $25 line, $50 line, $75 line, $100 line. If you want to be healed, get in the $100 line. It's instant. It's immediate in the $100 line. The less you pay, the longer it's going to take you to get healed. Which line you want to get in? People try to find $100 and is borrowing it in church. Because they're trying to pay God for something that Jesus already paid for. If he's already paid for it, why am I charging you to get it? See, that's what Paul recognized. He said, it's too much dishonest gain out here. It's too many people telling you, this what you got to do to get God to do something. Guess what? That's a lie from the pit of hell. Because if you never, ever do anything, God made healing available for you. Got something for you, y'all. Even a sinner that walks in here, I don't tell them, you got to be saved before you be healed. Because if God got something for that sinner, and he tell me to lay hands on the sinner, and they will be healed, and they get healed, then they're going to say, what must I do to be saved? See, some people are waiting on people to do something before they get something, and that's their belief, so they're going to tell people, now you got to do this. That's what happened to me. I had to clean up. I had to get me a long skirt. Had to put something on my head. I had to look holy. And when I start looking holy, whoo, child, I'm telling the Spirit of the Lord, just hit me, hit me, hit me. That's all in your mind. There ain't nothing but the devil. Who told you that lie? Who told you you got to, let me tell you something. That's what Paul understood. That's dishonesty. That's telling people things outside of the will and the word of God. Because the Bible says, come just as you are. The Bible said, whosoever call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. The Bible says that Jesus came to seek and save those that was lost. So anybody that's lost, he was seeking to save them, to deliver them from their destruction. It don't matter what you look like. It don't matter if you're a prostitute. It don't matter if you're a drug addict. It don't matter what you're in. Jesus came to seek and save those that are lost. He's not looking at your appearance, y'all. Because after you accept him, there will be a change. So this is why Paul was saying, I'm not coming in dishonesty. I'm not coming trying to gain something on my own. Because I know the mercy that he extended to me. I have come to extend that same mercy unto you. I have come to tell you about Jesus himself. I have come to bring you the good news, the gospel. This is what Paul was doing. And then he began to show me Abraham. See, these was righteous people. They were living a righteous life. Y'all remember when he saved his friend Lot, his nephew? He saved him. And then the king of Sodom, he was saying, give me the people and I'll give you all of these goods. And Abraham said, I will not take anything from you, not even your shoelace. I will not take it from you because you said it was you. It was you that did this for me. And I know whom I serve. I know who takes care of me. See, there are people, pastors, teachers, evangelists, prophets, apostles, out there lying to people, making people think, this is what you're supposed to do for me. No. When you're standing on God's word, you depend on God. And whatever needs to be done in your life, God is the one that changed the hearts of men. He's the one that touched the hearts of men. He turned their heart in a way that they know it couldn't have been them. It had to be God because they would lay it down. And you don't have to beg. You don't have to plead with nobody because God looks at your heart, y'all. So Abraham knew, I'm not taking nothing from you because I trust in God. And what did God do from Abraham? He said, fear not, Abraham. I'm your shield. He was letting him know, I'm your source. I'm your exceedingly great reward. He let Abraham know, everything that you need, Abraham, it's in me. I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to give you everything that you need. So what am I saying to you today? Don't you call yourself into anything. We got too many people calling themselves into ministry and ain't doing what the word of God tells you to do. You're setting people up. You're falsifying information that didn't come from the word of God because you're trying to build something yourself.
Thank you for tuning in to our broadcast on today. If you have a testimony on how this broadcast has truly blessed your life, please call us at 866-907-6836. If you would like a copy of the teaching in its entirety, you may contact 866-907-6836. You may write us at Miracle Temple Deliverance Ministries, Post Office Box 1042, Burgall, North Carolina 28425. Visit us on the internet at www. www.mcdm.org.
Thank you.